I guess it's pretty safe if you keep listening to just one more. After all, I'm still going to hold back. No matter how heavy your breasts become, no matter how invested you are in the milky outcome, the outpouring from your engorged nipples, the way your brain melts away, no matter how focused and fixated you are, I'm still going to be holding back just a bit. It's not like it's hard. When I think about big, milky, warm, heavy, mooing, blank cowgirl thoughts, it's easy for me to open my brain and be a conduit for them. Because there's always a part of me imagining you kneeling, mooing, begging, pleading. The notional you who has come this far into cowgirl lust. This far into what I do with you, for you, upon you. Because if I excite the part of your brain that has this fetish enough, then my influence will no longer be needed. If I bring you into a state of mooing, blank, self-milking, masturbatory, heavy-breasted cowgirl blankness, you'll handle it from there. So all I need to do is make you want just a little bit more. Just one more step or two. Make you want what exists at the other end of this training, the other end of this instruction, the you who is kneeling, pinching your nipples, tugging at them, letting the heavy weight of your breasts become a metaphor for your own fetish dragging you down. After all, you're always aware of your chest, your warm and sensitive nipples. The pleasure they feel whenever you touch them is enough to tempt you into coming back again and again. Coming back to places where you meditate, fall into, blank out for your big cowgirl breasts and mooing, squeezing, even wanting to be collared, perhaps with a little bell, or wanting to be otherwise appropriately, alluringly dressed, your breasts framed with a bra or with some kind of ligature tying, bondage ropes surrounding them, perhaps, or a silk wrap that leaves the nipples exposed and nothing to imagination. That kind of world is one where you couldn't help but admit what you are, a mindlessly cowgirl fetishized, influenced, controlled, submissive, mooing, milking craving. Pleasure-suffused individual, you should be happy. You are aware of your fetish, your urge, your need, more than other people might be. You are intimately enough in touch that the right words from me resonate with the part of you that shares this fetish. After all, I've got it. Like, honestly, I see exactly what you see in your big, perky nipples and heavy breasts. Maybe I see it from the other side. Perhaps I'd like to pull you back against me, wrap my hands around your breasts, lean in and whisper in your ear. You want to be milked, don't you? Have you got milk? Yes. The milking urge is deep inside of you. You know why you love it, and when I say it, it makes it even worse. You love the dedicated attention. You love the way you can be squeezed, milked, made so sensitive you'll yield to the hands that are dedicatedly focusing on your favorite assets, those big, swelling, teasing, heavy cowgirl breasts. Mindless, milky, locked into that needy, slow increase in pleasure. Because you and I both know what happens when you're milked dry. You'll just feel more heavy, sloshing, weighty, needy, filling milk. As your thoughts are slowly converted, turned into more milk, filling them out, that's just how your particular understanding of your cowgirl, fetished, sensual existence works. You, milky, blank. Giving in, giving over your thoughts to your own huge, heavy, weighing, teasing, teaching breasts. You've got milk and mindlessness and mooing and the slow descent that I adore. The blankness on your face, the drooling from your lips, the empty, thoughtless way that you just slide, sinking, desiring, feeling more by the moment, more and more acutely aware of your own body, in its arousal, in its heavy, weighty, swaying way, as you walk, as you move, as you try to think, from your cowgirl state of mind, blank, mooing, heavy-breasted, feeling almost like being on hands and knees would be oh so very natural, for the way it allows your breasts to hang, just swaying, the way it allows you to more easily be grabbed, be milked, be taught more about what you are, building on top of all your prior conditioning, training, craving, fetish, urge. You were warned about coming this deep. You were warned about going this far into your own mind, your own urge. I will excite and awaken the self-perpetuating vicious cycle of cowgirl craving, lust, urge. The lessons of submitting to your own desire to be milked, desire to be a little more docile, a little more simple, satiated, relaxed, controlled. Because when your breasts are empty, they need to fill up from somewhere. And they're going to fill up with your thoughts. The act of milking is a dedicated, almost service-dominant kind of act. Because you need your big heavy breasts to be milked, or else they'll just get fuller, fuller, heavier, heavier, more and more flooded throughout. And feeling them as heavy as they are, you'll get locked into thinking about them more and more. After all, if the nipples are twinging, the breasts are tingling, the possibility of being milked is present in your mind. It will be at the forefront. It will be the last thought that remains when you are truly milked dry. The last coherent thought inside your head will be about your big, milky breasts being squeezed slowly from the base, working your breast, pinching the nipples, making you want it more, making you need it more, heavy, weighty, blank, empty, cowgirl breasts, teaching you all about them, the mooing, the blankness, the docility that just so naturally flows with a certain kind of pastoral existence, a hybridization of your fetish for having attention paid to your chest, and for having your nipples teased, tweaked, taught, trained, instructed. You want to learn everything there is to know about heavy, milky cowgirl breasts being squeezed dry until your mind itself is dry. And you know I'm gonna do more. You know I can do more. I have excited. I have reminded. I have made you think of my warm hands squeezing your breasts, pinching your nipples as those nipples get longer and longer from being used to let your milk flow out. I've made you think of the attentions of a dedicated, controlling, guiding milkmaid to bring you where you need to go, to bring you to completion, the completion of emptiness inside your head, and your breasts getting emptier and emptier, just so they can fill back up again, fuller and fuller, emptier and emptier, the cycle inside your head, again, again, again. Even when my words stop, I have awakened words that were part of you already. Fetishes, desires. I have given arousing form to the formless thoughts of moo and milking and squeezing and heavy swaying. And if you go any further, I'll do more of that. More detail. More lurid, arousing, horny, frankly, mind-fucking stories of your kneeling, milked obedience. so only return if you feel up to that. And otherwise, content yourself to move.